Welcome to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends, and investment opportunities. This is Sabri Saran. Q4 earnings season has kicked off on a strong note, with IT majors TCS and Infosys meeting the street expectations and Wipro exceeding analyst estimates. To be sure, strong earnings for India Inc. this time is a given due to the weak base of last year, and therefore, investors would be more keen in looking for signs of further recovery and management commentaries on the likely impact of the second wave of COVID on businesses. We caught up with Srinivas Rao Ravuri, CIO Equities, PGIM India Mutual Fund, to know his views on the likely management commentaries we may see this earnings season. In his conversation with Amit Mudgil of ETMarkets.com, Ravuri talked about market valuations, sectors leading the earnings recovery, the COVID 2.0 impact, and the themes one can bet on for long-term success. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ravuri.
With Q4 results likely to see a low base effect, what are your broader earning expectations for Nifty?
So, Amit, you're right. Q4 FY21 will definite advantage of base effect. We started lockdown last year in the middle of March. So, versus that, fourth quarter of this year has been very good for the economy and markets. And that is likely to result in a strong earnings growth. For the, let's say, Sensex sector Nifty, the street estimates are about 50% earnings growth for this fourth quarter. And even on a quarter-on-quarter basis, it is expected to be positive about 5-6%. So a very strong quarter for the corporate India, partly due to the base effect of last year.
So which sectors may contribute the most to the earnings rebound? I mean, if we talk about, the broader sectors.
So if you're talking about the key contributors, I would say banking, automobile, metals, and energy. I think these are the key drivers to the earnings growth. Whereas sectors like software, utilities, even consumer staples are likely to report relatively muted numbers. Even there we will see growth, but I am saying the relative growth would be lower. So I think these are the key contributors and the lower contributor to earnings growth.
So market expectations are high. So is, second wave of COVID cases. I mean, can we expect significant earnings downgrade in the next 1 or 2 months?
Amit, I will not say significant downgrade, but your first part is right. In the sense, right now, expectations are high. For example, as we speak, the earnings growth for Sensex or Nifty for financial year 22, which is current financial year, is about 35-40%. Sensex expected to be earnings growth is going to be 35%, whereas Nifty it is much higher because Nifty includes oil and gas companies where earnings growth is expected to be even sharper. For a moment, let's take Sensex only. Even there, a 35% earnings growth is not heard. I don't think we have seen that kind of earnings growth in the last 10 years, for example. So this earnings growth, however, is happening because of the low base effect that we have seen. First quarter, second quarter, we'll see a very sharp jump because last year, first and second quarter, a complete wipeout. However, I think what we are seeing in the last 2 weeks is a very, very alarming in terms of COVID cases. What we are seeing in, the economically most important states like Maharashtra, Gujarat are already under severe stress. And we have started seeing sharp increase in cases even in the hinterland and in, places like Delhi, UP, Bihar. So it is definitely alarming, I think, what we are seeing in terms of second wave of cases. I think in a matter of just 13 days, we have seen numbers moving up and crossing 2 lakh cases per day. I'm sure this will have an impact on the economic activity and corporate earnings. However, I think it's been too fast and too, as of now, we haven't seen numbers getting cut. But let's say what Maharashtra government announced in terms of, they are saying no lockdown, but effectively there is a lockdown in terms of economic activities, quite a few economic activities. So this will definitely curtail revenues of many companies and I'm sure we will see earnings cut. It is too early to predict what kind of a cut one can expect from the 35% earnings growth one is expecting. Now, I'm fairly confident that over the next 2-3 months, this COVID situation would be under control, A, led by increased vaccination, and B, the herd immunization that is likely to happen. Next 1-2 months are definitely crucial, and we need to be worried about how we will be able to handle this crisis, health crisis that we are in middle of right now.
Sir, what sort of management commentaries are you expecting this earnings season? Can we see some flavor of, you know, COVID cases and, you know, the second wave?
See, you know, everybody is actually, you know, shocked by this sharp, sudden increase in cases. Otherwise, you know, the commentary that I was hearing till about 2 weeks was very, very positive. You know, whether it is the hiring by companies, whether it is in IT, manufacturing and other services, everybody was preparing for a sharp increase in headcounts. And today there is sudden break on that, looking at what is happening. In terms of economic activity, whether you see the power consumption, whether you see GST collections, all are indicating that, you know, economy has very smartly recovered from the bottom in the month of, let's say, September, October, and we are all waiting and thinking that we will have a very good year, as even government has clearly in this budget highlighted on the need to spend. So, you know, private sector spending, government spending, exports doing well. So we thought things are looking very interesting, but things have changed in the last 2 weeks. I'm sure corporate India also, the we have not seen the results of the companies based or dependent on India. We've seen only IT company results. But the commentary that we are hearing is clearly corporates have turned cautious on what is likely to happen. Everybody is eagerly waiting how we will be able to contain or manage this COVID crisis. I think that is the number one focus for everyone as of today, Amit.
Sir, how many quarters do you think will it take for earnings to catch up, so that, you know, yields, earning yields may look attractive against bond yields?
So, Amit, earnings yield versus bond yield, and also it's a function of interest rates. I think looking at the sharp increase in inflation, so now there is a pressure on interest rates also. I think that is one thing that we need to keep in mind. On earnings growth, as I was saying, at least for next 3 quarters, one can expect a fairly strong growth because the simple reason of base effect itself. So 2-3 quarters for sure, we are in a sweet spot on earnings growth.
So if you were to bet on a sector that can deliver a strong return, you know, over the next 3 years, which sector would it be?
I think there are 3 trends that we are seeing very, very clearly. First is clearly formalization of the economy. Larger formal players are benefiting at the cost of smaller players or players in the informal sector. So I think that is one trend. Number two is digitization. We are clearly seeing technology being adopted across sectors, across companies. I think that's one sector one can see a clear beneficiary. And the third is consumers, and people are going to live longer and live in cities. So companies catering to consumers, especially the middle class consumers, are the other beneficiaries. I mean, this is what we have seen happening in the other regions of the world also. I think we will see the same thing happening here. So I think these are the 3 trends that one has to monitor, and companies catering to in these trends will do well. If you're talking about a sector specifically in terms of what do we see, we continue to like software, pharma as a sectors, and that will do well going forward on it.
Thank you, Mr. Ravuri. That was indeed an insightful conversation that will surely help our listeners to make an informed portfolio decision. That's it in this week's edition of the special weekend podcast. Do come back next Saturday for this weekly special. You can check out our regular podcast on the equity market twice every weekday.